This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 Inside the Sound Museum tonight, your inside guide to the music industry. With myself, Leo, and Brian tonight.
Hey, guys.
Brian, The Collective, We're a boy band from X Factor. Of course, some great singles, including the one Surrender. We love that one. They split up a couple of years ago, 2014?
They did, yes, yeah, I think it
that.
Was.
Yeah.
Well, 2015.
The first one off the bats to go solo is Trent Bell. His great new single called Limitless. And he joins us in studio tonight. Trent Bell, welcome
here
to
he
Joy.
Hey, Trent, you.
Welcome back to Joy, I should say, because you were last in here with The Collective with me probably, what was it, 2014?
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah. We were trying to fit five mouths on three mics, yeah?
Yeah, I was trying to share a mic and everything. You grew up in Townsville in Queensland. You were school captain.
Ooh.
In year 12.
Where are you finding this goss from, eh? Oh, hey?
Oh, I had to wear
it. Research is my middle name. But you discovered your voice in an interesting way at a sleepover, I hear.
Yeah, a bit different, don't you reckon? About grade
you weren't
six
playing Monopoly or Lego.
Nah,
you were singing.
Nah, we were actually riding motorbikes.
What type of sleepover was it?
Anyway. Yeah, riding motorbikes after a good day with the boys, you know. And then, we were just mucking around, singing along in the lounge room, and they go, Trent, sing the national anthem, hey? Out of all the songs, they bring up the national anthem, and I just pelted out. And there's silence in the room, and I'm going, why?
How old were you then?
I would have been 11, 12. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then from then on, they dobbed me in to sing at the graduation for primary school, and then high school came along, and it was musicals, and it was school band. And
you're only a young chicken then.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was.
Did you have any idea before you sang that national anthem that you could sing?
No, not really. Oh, I really didn't. I heard Mum sing around the house and Dad occasionally, but yeah, that's about it. I didn't think I was a singer, or I still wasn't.
So what was your first, I guess, performance in front of an audience?
It was year 7 graduation, and unreal. I had little dance moves. It was I sang a 5 song, Keep On Moving by 5.
The boy band moves?
Yes. Oh, that's right. But I was singing and dancing with the awkward mic in one hand and then the waving hand in the other.
Oh. Now, I know Brian is a big fan of John Farnham.
I love Johnny Farnham. It's Johnny Farnham, please.
Oh, sorry, Johnny Farnham. But he's one of your big inspirators as well.
John Farnham.
Did you ever belt out You're the Voice at Assembly?
Are you kidding? I did. Yep. Yeah. It was a talent quest in grade 10, I believe. Hey, look at that. How'd you know that? No,
makes the hair stand up on the back of the neck.
When the War Is Over, his version of the Cold Chisel song, and Burn A Few Unreal songs. I just strive on those tunes.
He's got that voice which has got a bit of harsh, and he connects. Like, he's got that really...
That's the one thing, the connection. That's just how, when I sing live and I perform live, I want to, you know, reiterate and get that connection out. You know, even people walking past and haven't heard me, I just want them to feel the song and the connection John Farnham gives on his concerts as well.
Very important.
Over the last few years, Brian, reality TV has been one of the ways to get into the industry. It's becoming, I guess, the norm these days. But back in 2009, you auditioned for Australian Idol.
Yeah. Jeez, can we
remember
that far?
That was your first audition for, I guess, a reality TV show.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Do you remember much about that?
Well, I was only, 19. I couldn't even string a sentence together, let alone
the last season of Idol, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was Stan Walker. Yep. And I got to meet Hayley Warner through it as well. Great songwriter. I was nervous. My leg was shaking on that stage in front of, was it Dicko? Was it, Marsha Hines?
Kyle Sandilands?
Kyle Sandilands, yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm. But the thing was, is just I was nervous. First time in front of a judging panel, and I had to learn a song in one night, and I just...
You poor thing. Your knees would have been knocking.
Oh, yeah.
In 2010, you auditioned for X Factor, and you got through to the, I guess, the judges' houses with Kyle Sandilands.
Yeah.
Now, at the auditions, what did he call you? You sang a Matchbox 20 song. He called you a pop...
Oh, that's right. You can be my little pop bitch.
Yeah. You're allowed to say that. It's after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's all right then.
He called you a little pop bitch.
He did. He hasn't even seen my abs, too. He was just assuming.
And Nat Beth got a bit flustered.
Hey, I know, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what? I was a bit flustered after that too, actually.
2011, you auditioned for X Factor again.
Yep.
You got through to Jesse Hubbard with Guy.
Yeah.
Beyonce was helping him out this year.
Yeah,
did you meet Beyonce?
Great. We did. We got to talk to her for 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
How in God's name, how did you go there?
Oh, New York.
Meeting the queen of soul, is she?
New York and Beyonce. Meeting the queen. Oh. Well, I was the first one to give her a hug too. I wanted to get in before the other boys, before they got their, you know, beautiful hands on her.
So, did she give you any good advice that you've sort of remembered? That
doesn't matter.
B?
Yeah, like, I asked her a question. I'm trying to remember it to this day, but I remember it because it was actually on national TV. And it was... No matter what, how much rehearsal do you go to for a gig, but then realistically, if you stuff up on the actual day or night, what's the mentality behind it? Like, do you still feel the song? What's your passion behind it? She goes, Trent, that's a great question because it's all about how much you feel the song. You know, back to the John Farnham thing, it's all about the connection. I've stuffed up so many times, she says. I've, you know, put a heel into the stage. I've tripped over. I've fallen over and... You know, gave me some hope. You know, you just get better with time and you connect with the audience. So, yeah, it's just about, doesn't matter if you don't know your lyrics, just sing your heart out.
I suppose your guest in studio tonight is Trent Bell.
Trent Bell, yes.
We were talking about X Factor before, and it was third time lucky for you. In 2012, you auditioned for X Factor again.
Always threes.
You were part of Team Ronan. They formed a band called The Collective.
Yeah.
You all auditioned as solo performers, and you were going to be in this boy band. At that point, was there any sort of reservations from yourself and other guys about being in a
boy band? Were you like, no way, I can't do this?
I'm a solo performer.
Look, tell you the truth, there were a few questions before we even auditioned kind of thing. Would you ever want to be in a boy band? I said, well, they didn't ask me. They asked the other boys, so I heard through behind the scenes as well, little sneaky stuff. And then I never thought about it once, you know. I was all solo, and then they threw me into this. They said no to me first as a solo artist and threw me into the band, and I was cut when I got the no, but then when I got formed and put together with the other fellas, I felt a glimpse of hope that, hey, this could be the start of something new. Yeah.
You went to London for Judges' Houses with Ronan. Yeah. You got to meet One Direction. My God. So what were they like?
Oh, those boys are like us.
Crazy.
Just want to chat their party goals, that's for sure. But
yeah.
Look, they got it good as well. You know, they got the same storyline. We had the same story as them. And they're just an ordinary boys just doing the music industry. Mm. Yeah.
Now, some of your performances on the show, I have a bit of a... They were my first concert back in the day, 1990.
What?
They were.
Wait, I was born then.
How old are you again?
Yeah, shut up.
Goodness me.
They were my first concert, and I've got I'm a big fan of New Kids on the Block.
Really?
And yeah, and you guys did a medley of
we did.
The Right Stuff and Michael Jackson's Billie Jane.
Oh,
that
far
was
out.
So slick.
Oh, that was unreal. I remember that. That was one of my favourite performances. Yeah.
That was really sort of, I guess, the night for me where God, these guys are really sort of... And God bless Ryan for having a big mashup.
And yeah. Footloose from Kenny Loggins.
Yep.
And the classic A Hard Day's Night from the Beatles as well.
Yep.
What's it like revisiting those songs but trying to bring them, you know, in the current day style?
Well, that's right. It's all about the modern production, you know. Mm. Up them up, you know, amp them up a bit. And people these days need to hear those songs just redone. They need to bring it back. And it was great doing it on the stage of what... To 1 million people. that was a nerve-wracking part, but that was the funnest time of my life. Yeah.
That's what makes it unique.
You guys got into the top three. You came third. Of course, runner-up was Jason Owen. Also, just released his new solo album.
Yeah.
Jason Owen. And of course, winner, one of our favourites here at Joy, Sammy Jade.
Yeah, Samantha Jade.
Of course.
And but your debut, I guess, single as a band, The Collective, was Surrender, which was a great song. We loved it here on Joy. Played it all the time.
Yeah.
And those dance moves and those...
Oh, no. Videos.
He's got New Kids on the Block on the brain, you see,
I know.
Trent.
Let's go right back to that first single with The Collective and Trent Bell. This is Surrender. You're on Joy.
Hi, this is Trent Bell. You're inside the Sound Museum on Joy.
Joy 94.9 Sound Museum tonight, your inside guide to the music industry with Leo and Brian tonight. Just heard the collective Surrender.
It's a blast from the past. Mm.
Now, that was your first single. You got signed to Sony Music pretty much a few days after. Do you remember that phone call when that came through?
Oh, we remember that.
We're sitting down.
How does that happen? Because the show ends, you know, you all go off into your, I guess, to your hotel or whatever, yeah. And what happens next?
Yeah, we're all in the hotel. But first of all, we came third, so it was a bit crushing because first place, you know, gets the deal with Sony Music. So we thought, oh no, did we get it or didn't we get it? What do they do? And then we head back to Bondi Junction, good old Meriden Apartments there, and then little hideout. And then, look, we got the call up. It was actually the next morning, straight after the after party and everything. We got a call saying, "Boys, we want to see you at Sony Music." I said, "What?" So we're thinking, "What is this?" Of course, it's got to be the signing. But we just lost it, and it was just a surreal moment because it's everything I've worked for as well.
Getting that call and being signed to a major label, you then need to go through like management. Did you learn much about that side of the industry as to how things work behind the scenes?
Oh, very much so. Like now I'm learning the business side, and for the last 4 years I've learnt the business side. I've learnt what happens in the music industry and how you get your songs out there, to marketing, to promotion, everything. And I've seen how label works.
Yeah.
I've seen how it works, and even management deals. And you know, now it's my turn to do everything on my own.
It's all very official once you sign on the dotted line, right?
Oh, very much so.
You released an EP of songs from X Factor and a cover of Wham's Last Christmas, which was quite huge. My favourite.
So camp.
Christmas song.
Totally camp.
Yeah, so yeah, boy band too. Yeah.
And you also performed in Indonesia as part of X Factor Around the World.
Yeah, Jakarta, World X Factor.
Wow.
That was a very memorable moment, that's for sure. The competition and the talent over there was just extraordinary, because it's all about the lights. It's all about what you wore. I think I was wearing a leather jacket with silver shining spikes on my corner. I was like, whoa, this is
it true? Is it true what they say over in the Asian countries, though? Yeah. Like, it's really like on that pop-tastic, colourful stage
they
production.
They thrive on it. Yeah. Exactly.
It's great.
Yeah.
Now, Trent, everyone says about girl bands that five girls together, and there's always cat fights and whatever. But I guess the same can be said for boy bands as well, for any group. There's always disagreements, there's different personalities, there's people like different genres of music more than others and stuff. So was it like that for you guys? Was there clashes at times with, "You're singing too much of the lead, Trent, I want to have a
go"? Was there any drama, any backstabbing?
Of course there was. Of course there was.
And how did you guys get through that?
But our positive, first of all, was we all love different genres, so that made us sound different to every other boy band or band. And then on the other hand, yeah, we went through downs, and most of the time we were just tired. We just wanted to have a go at each other, and who's sleeping in the double bed this time, or the two single beds?
Because you can't leave. You always, if you're on the road doing promotion and you have a disagreement, you can't go to your room because you're there, you're together.
You could just get in the other car if we need two cars, because there's five of us, so one's always driving, and then, the other four have to nick off in the other car.
But, so you learn to hold no grudges.
Yeah,
then.
That's right.
You got to get along.
When it came to singing the songs, you know, we were actually quite polite. We were like, everyone gets a part, but which part was the question? You know, who sings the high part, the low part? And then, it was like, no, sorry, man, you can't sing that part because it doesn't suit you, or you don't sound good on that. But that's part of the business. You want it to sound the best it can sound. So you got to choose your strengths over your weaknesses.
Yeah, I guess for any group, or especially for a boy band, I mean, I hate using the term boy band, but there needs to be a leader singer sort of in a boy band, you know. I mean, even with Boyzone with Ronan, he was much the lead singer with the late Stephen Gately. So every band needs a sort of a, not the forefront, but someone that is always sort of...
That's right. Like, you know, it wasn't so much
even
I sang
Direction.
Most of the songs. Yeah. It was like, who's taking the chorus most of the time? Like Harry Styles, you always heard his voice in the choruses. And, you know, Zayn always did the ad-libs because he was the one to just smash those notes. Mm. And, you know, Will and I usually take the reins for that. But the other boys, you know, they played their part. They had their own part to play, and we all love the moment. Yeah.
Zach left the band January 2014. Why did he leave?
Tell you the truth, he had a girlfriend at the time.
It's always the relationship, isn't
Kida?
It?
That's the one.
Because I interviewed you a few years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he listens to this interview. But look, a lot of pressures on, you know, he was the oldest in the band by 6 months, followed by me. So I wasn't worried. You know, music's my passion and I'll just do anything to get there, to just do what I love. And he thought he needed to do something else because music wasn't, I don't know why he tried. Yeah, that's right. And so he had to think, what career am I going to do? You know, he wanted to be a firefighter, but now he's actually an electrician. So he's happy with his life. He's living it the way he wants. And yeah, just didn't suit him.
Your last single for the collective was The Good Life, September 2014, which is about the time you're in here in the Joy Studios, I think.
Yes.
In that song.
Yes.
And you guys announced your split in February last year.
That's right.
So what happened, I guess, behind the scenes with splitting the band?
Yeah, so The Good Life, we were all ready for this last single. You know, Sony was like, it's the last single.
So you knew it was the last single?
We had a chance to re-sign if the single went well or if it went off, if you know what I mean. And yeah, so the thing was, though, we didn't give 100% into that last song, unfortunately, because, you know, members of Such were kind of thinking, should I be in the band for the next few years or should I pursue like a solo career or something else? I'm never one to point names, and but people want to do something else. You know, if it's not the band, they've had their other, their eyes set on something else. And yeah, that's what happened. So I guess we didn't put 110% into that last song for us to be the collective for the rest of our lives together. So,
but yeah, at the same time, that was the time that then changed things quite dramatically for you,
yeah,
to propel you into a completely different direction.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Because you guys got to do your own stuff and Will's doing his own thing. And
yep.
What's Jaden and Julian doing?
Yeah, Jaden's still singing, but he wants to live life like a 21-year-old,
oh,
you know.
As
he,
they do.
He didn't, because he was 16. I think he was 16 when we started the band, so he missed out on all that in a way, but
still
he was
young.
Pretty lucky with the collective.
There's no hairs on the chest at that age.
What's going on? Numbers,
and,
numbers, yeah.
And Julian?
He's actually over in LA at the moment. He's
okay.
Yeah, I think he's writing music. He's trying to get back into the swing of things, and I just keep encouraging him through text because he moved back to Adelaide straight after it happened, and he was the one in the band to really take it to heart because he was young once again as well in the collective, and that's all he knew. You know, he didn't go to uni. He actually didn't do his last year at high school, so I guess his parents were a bit worried, but look, it's all up from here. It's a blessing in disguise, the collective coming to an end. Yeah.
Let's play the last single from the collective.
Let's do it.
This is The Good Life. More with Trent Bell next on Joy.
I want to give you the good life. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's fly around, see every city in one night. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'll change the world. I want to give you the good life. Yeah. Gotta leave this town. I want to give you the good life. The good life. The good life.
Hi, this is Trent Bell. You're listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy.
Joy 94.9, Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry tonight with myself, Leo, and Brian. Trent Bell is in the hot seat tonight. You've just released your solo single, Limitless. I guess after the collective broke up in February 2015, you spent most of last year, I guess, writing and I guess knowing you were going to do the solo thing.
With the collective, I put my heart and soul into it because it was the thing that was happening at the time. And with me, I put everything I can into the thing I'm doing, and the collective was it. I never once thought, am I going to be solo after this or anything like that? So now it's all about 100% into me. And that, there you go. I've just been writing and producing music ever since the collective split and finding myself once again.
What was it that changed things for you, Trent, when you knew that that moment was finished from the collective and you wanted to pursue the solo career? Did you have some time out in between just to really get things right and say, right, this is definitely where I want to go?
Oh, yeah, there was definitely a month, few months, you know, where I was like, okay, Trent, you want to keep doing this? Do you want to keep fighting hard? And I said, there wasn't a moment where I was like, no. There was a moment all the time that I was like, yes, Trent, you've been doing this your whole life, so let's keep at it. This is only the start. You know, that was just a part of my journey, and now this is just the beginning again.
Yeah. So you're now an independent artist. Was it always a plan to be an independent artist, or would you think, okay, I want to get signed to a label and do this? Was that sort of in the works? Was that trying to happen that way, or
Yeah, look, because, you know, X Factor comes along again, The Voice comes along again, you got all these shows happening on TV, and you're just thinking, okay, what are labels looking for? But these days, it's all about being independent and trying to sell your own music yourself. Yeah, you see a bit more money, but it's not about the money, because I ain't seeing nothing, because it's about it's about the love. And independent, I never thought I'd be doing it, but I love it, yeah.
And it's almost like the labels, they want an act which has fire going, that has got that fan base, that has got a great collection of songs really ready to go, that's sort of a bit of success as an independent artist.
Yes.
But it's hard for an artist being independent, coming from a label like yourself, because there's so much involved behind the scenes that used to be done for you.
Yeah.
You know, like budgeting and social media and video clips and stuff. So you've got to work bloody hard now.
That's right. Look, the thing is with...
There's sweat pouring off in words, if you're wondering.
Woo. Look, it's not about... I want to just be rehearsing. I want to get to that stage where I'm just rehearsing and singing, you know. But being an independent artist now, I'm doing everything.
Do you have a manager?
I have a team. I've put a team together. So it's got... Leanne Jolly, I just want to shout her out, especially because she's been helping me out immensely through this. And
Hey, Leanne.
But thank you so much. And it's about a team, you know, people you trust, people you love, and people that help you send, even if it's a few emails to a few phone calls, you just get together a team that you just trust. And they've been helping me out. And I've been doing everything from marketing to, you know, promoting myself and getting myself out there and rehearsing my own gigs.
Because you can't do it by yourself. You need a team to do it.
No, you cannot. Yeah. It's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible.
Now, the debut single, Limitless, was written here in Melbourne with the M Square production team.
We call them the Hit Factory, I do.
Yeah, of Melbourne. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So what's up recording with those guys?
Oh, intense, but great. Because us three, Michael Painter and Michael DeLorenzis, unreal musicians as well as producers. We did this, we were in the studio in Pasco Vale, and I was like, let's write a song, and I'm feeling limitless. Like, I'm feeling, let's do it, let's sing around Limitless.
You had the key word there.
I did, and then we're like, okay, what's it going to be about? Let's just go for gold from the start. And these boys, they're talented. They're really talented, M Squared. Yeah.
Because I've worked with some of our Melbourne talent that have come to Joy, Nussi and Rachel Costanzo and Anya Nissen, they work with here as well. So heaps of great Aussie talent they've worked with over the years.
Oh, yeah, they get really good songs come out of them. Mm. Yeah.
Now, the video shoot, which I watched online the other day, now it was like spotting Melbourne.
Yes.
Spotting here in Melbourne. There was the steps at the start, I think, Spencer Street Station.
Yep.
I was right. There's a bit of Queen Vic Markets.
Yes, at night. Yeah.
He was out on a noodle hunting, probably.
Now, what was the, what was the rooftop? Where was that?
Church? Oh, where was that? Where was that?
I was
that?
Just trying to
It was near Docklands.
Okay.
But it was a sneaky rooftop where anyone can get to.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't even... Anyone can get to there. So one time we just did a hangout and meet
somewhere.
And
who was the model in the video? She's gorgeous.
Yeah, Rachel Hamilton. She rocked up and she was raring to go. We went from... We started at 10 a.m. in the morning till 3 a.m. at night.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, that's and she stuck it out.
Unbelievable.
You worked a heart trick.
Most, I know, right? Look, I'll tell you what, most model dancers will not do that.
What did your girlfriend say about that?
Oh, tell me about it. It took a while to convince, that's for sure.
Now, let's play the debut single, Limitless. Do you want to introduce it
for
us?
Oh, this is so good, this song.
Yeah, look, Limitless, my debut single, and I'm just so proud of it. First independent song and solo song, but here it is, Limitless by myself, Trent Bell.
One thing I know, we're gonna make it now. Nothing could bring us down. You're not alone. There's nothing that we can do. It's all about me and you.
Joy 94.9, Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry. Just heard the debut solo single from Trent Bell, was part of the collective, now a solo independent singer-songwriter. Great song, Trent.
I love that.
Oh, I appreciate
really
it.
Cool song. Love that song.
Now, we have to say, of course, there's going to be some new singles coming over the next few months. An EP, maybe?
Give us a sneak preview, Mr. Bell.
Well, what's another song to come, of course. I'm actually excited for this one.
Are you keeping in the same vein as a pop bitch? Or are you sort of...
Look, it's still got a bit of a pop bitch vibe. But look, it's getting more like urban-y, R&B, but still that pop vibe. I love it. And I'm just trying to bring out my emotions in everything I do. If it's my relationship, if it's me on the road, you know, what frustrations, but what loves as well come into it. EP, end of the year, maybe start of next year. I don't know yet. So,
and hopefully
channeling your inner Johnny Farnham, huh?
That's it.
Well,
that's
I was going to say, Brian, maybe a sort of a really big Johnny Power ballad.
Mm. I love ballads.
Burn For You Part 2, maybe.
Yes. Wow.
Or maybe Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins.
What a song.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
Why that one online?
Look, Phil Collins, first of all, I grew up with Dad playing that in the house. Another Day in Paradise, what a touching song. Like, it just hits the heart. And I thought, our generation, my generation even younger, they haven't heard that song properly. And I just wanted to redo it. But I actually might come back to it and do it even bigger and better. Make it an even bigger ballad. Yeah.
It's an amazing track all these years later.
Yeah. And another cover online you did was Zayn.
Yeah, Pillow Talk. Yeah.
You can be sexy in the camera there, Trent. Her smoky eyes.
It's all self-done too, camera. And of course I work the eyes in the mirror here and there. Might be like 50 takes for that one.
Now, finally, Trent, you turn 26 next week. When this goes to air on Tuesday night, this is pre-recorded, but you're going to be the big 26.
26? What was I saying? I want to be 25 for the next 10 years at least, right?
Yeah. So what have you got planned for your birthday?
Well, I've been promoting the new song, so I've been in and out of different cities in Australia, and I'm going back for 4 days with the girlfriend, with the family, and then I'm back on the road for another 2 weeks. So just short visit, but short and sweet.
Where will you be for your birthday, you reckon, mate?
North Queensland.
North Queensland?
Yeah, good old Townsville.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so, and what's your girlfriend's name?
Chantel.
She's a lovely girl.
She is. Look, we started dating at the end of the collective, well, toward about the middle, and she's just been there ever since, you know, through it all, through the strong parts, through the low parts, and she's been, real treasure.
That's good. You need a strong one behind you.
You need that support, don't you? You need a bit of backbone.
Exactly right.
Yeah, to keep us boys in line.
That's right. That's very much so.
The new single from Trent Bell, it's called Limitless. His debut solo single is online right now. Support Aussie music.
Check it out, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what to do. And thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks, Trent.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
That's all right. And always welcome here at Joy. You know that. We got onto it pretty much straight away, this track.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You're like,
five
gotta
stars.
Play it. Gotta
absolutely
play it.
5 stars on the iTunes as soon as I heard it. Bang. You know how you rate your music on iTunes? Yep, got the 5 stars from me straight away.
Oh, bang.
Well, Leanne sent it to me and I just thought, it's another track from...
that's right. Another track that comes in. Yeah,
because we get many tracks that come through.
Thank you,
I listened to it. I thought, God, first thing I thought was your voice. You sound amazing on the track. And it's such a catchy song. It's full of attitude. And it's a great track. So congrats on it.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
That's right, mate. You're on the Sound Museum on Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.